Brighton Estates Homeowners Association President Mark Fisher is frustrated with how hard it is to get a building permit from Wasatch County. The Special Services District has been recently dismantled by the Wasatch County Council. He says 70% of the property owners were supportive of the SSD because it would allow access to low-cost funding to build infrastructure in the development. Wasatch County Fire District Chief Ernie Giles says he's glad Park City stepped up and purchased the open space because it was originally platted for some 400 home sites.
There's lots of issues in Brighton Estates. They do not have currently a water system, nor a sewer system, so there's no services up there for us to actually be able to battle fire, and it is in a urban interface. And if any of you's been through there, the roads are substandard. I mean, most of the ones there are two-track. I was delighted when the county created a special service district up there for water, but since have dismantled that, I was hoping that would be a way that everybody could achieve fire protection in that area. As everybody's well aware, the Montage is just a rock throw away from this subdivision, and there's roughly about 400 lots in there, plus some mining claims. The Mayflower owns a pretty good chunk up in the middle of Brighton Estates, and so I was delighted to see Park City step up too, because there was over 400 ERUs, I think, issued on this piece of property that they bought for open space. And
the closest fire station to Brighton Estates is Park City's Silver Lake Station. Giles says it's a comfort to have such great cooperation between fire districts.
I've been made out to be the guy that's held the permits up, which technically I have, just because of public safety. I mean, we have a medical call there, and lucky enough, the Park City Fire and the fire chief has been willing to work with us on a reciprocal agreement that helps us out up there. We've had a couple of fires up there in the last couple of years, and even Unified Fire came across the hill to help out. So it's awesome that we can all work together to make this thing work.
Giles says he'd like to see the property owners work together on solving issues.
Back when this was designed, it was designed as a dry subdivision, and some has purchased water, drilled some wells, but water in that area, well drilling anyway, is very difficult. I mean, they have to go way deep, and I've tried my best to try to get them to work together, because you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's a divided division up there. The ones that have it don't want to see it change. The ones that own property would love to build their cabin or home on it. And it's a tough balancing act. I know the county council has tried to work as best as they can. I know they were in on a gate issue just a week or so ago. Some want the gate locked, some don't want it locked. If there's a gate up, Wasatch County requires that an SOS system be placed on the gate so that police, ambulance, and fire can actually get through there with their sirens. So, I mean, there seems like there's lots of issues up there.
One complaint Mark Fisher has is that Brighton Estates homeowners pay property taxes but have no county services. Giles says it's a legitimate issue.
And Mark's been very proactive up there. He's been awesome to work with. He's kind of spearheaded to try to improve these things, but it seems like when he does, the other portion that doesn't want anything cuts his feet from out from under him. So I don't know what the answer is, but we do have to have fire protection in that area or any building permits to be issued.
Wasatch County has paved the steep Pine Canyon Road, so it's better equipped to handle big vehicles. Giles says they've talked about purchasing all-wheel drive emergency and fire equipment, but the roads are not the only deterrent.
The road systems in there are, some of them are not even where the roads are platted, and so there's some issues there. They actually drive across people's property currently right now, these two tracks. But a 911 call comes in. I mean, it's difficult to take even a $150,000, $200,000 ambulance and go bouncing through the trees and over the logs to try to get to this person that's actually needing our help besides the fire end of it, because our equipment's a lot bigger than, you know, an ambulance. And so an all-wheel drive, that's kind of what we're looking at purchasing now, these pumpers. But even so, I mean, just the remote area, the steepness of the grade.
Giles is concerned about the upcoming wildfire season. He says the wet spring season can make for more fuel when the hot, dry summer arrives.
When we don't get a lot of snow, the grasses that grew last year in 17, generally the snow will compress those down to the ground so that they're not standing, and then the new grass grows up. This year, the dry grass is still standing, so it has a danger. I mean, with the semi crash and burn we had in Strawberry, it was amazing to see how much of that grass burnt before we could cut it off. And this is early in the season and at an elevation of 8,000 feet.
Mega wildfires is the topic for the next Project for Deeper Understanding, scheduled for next Thursday at 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. KPCW will broadcast the discussion live on 91.7, 91.9, and 88.1 FM. You can also listen online at kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.